Good afternoon. I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus takes us back to the day when woolen mills were the backbone of rural communities. How many listeners remember the Glenair Kitten Mill that put the village of Lanark on the map? Lanark was once a destination, with buses rolling in, bringing shoppers from all over to buy those famous kitten sweaters. When the mill closed in 92, the building was left vacant and has unfortunately fallen into disrepair. Here to discuss the importance of restoring this historic landmark are Susan Berlin, retired community planner, and Michael Reichle Lancaster, executive director and curator of the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum in Elmont. Both are members of the Lanark Heritage Preservation Society. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So, Michael, let's start with you. Why is it important to preserve this historic site?
Well, for me, it's important from a textile industry point of view. I mean, it was such a large business and long-running business in that community. And the fact that in such recent history, people still remember it up until the 1990s of its operation. And the fact that it was in operation for 57 years, and that's a huge amount of populace that were involved there, and the memories of the sweaters and people owning the sweaters and the pride of the product, that makes it extremely important. It was a social part of the community.
And so as far as numbers of people that were employed from the village itself, how many were there?
At one point, it was up to 300 people employed in there. And you think of that in a small village.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In its heyday. Susan, let's get to you on this. What needs to be done now to restore the building?
Well, we have to do some research to fine-tune that. But I know that in a lot of other communities, old, disused and disrepaired buildings have been restored and have become the centerpieces for economic revivals in their communities. And that's the thing we would like to do in a nutshell.
So where do we go from here then? What are some of the proposed solutions to the restoration, as far as you're concerned?
Well, we would like to take a look at what can be done. And to do that, we've set up the Lanark Heritage Preservation Society because as a nonprofit corporation, we can search for heritage funds from private foundations, from various levels of government. We are not dependent on municipal funds because a municipality really can't afford this kind of thing. So what we are proposing to do is to ask for an option for a year from the current owner, which will give us time to research all the challenges that are involved in a restoration project and to find out whether it's feasible, because there's always a chance that it might not be. Once we do that and have positive input on those things, we can develop a really good business plan and go out and seek funds and get the community to be involved in deciding what should be done with this building once it's restored. We had a preliminary version of that at a big community meeting we held last October, and it was stunning how many really wonderful ideas people came up with for uses of this building, which would reflect its history and take us forward into the future.
Are there challenges with this?
Are you asking me if there are challenges? There are lots of challenges. First of all, we have to make sure that the building is restorable. We have to look at any environmental hazards that might be in place. We have to look at its relationship to the river. It's right on the river. I mean, in my vision, there are just beautiful things that could be done with it because the old building itself is just gorgeous. If you look on the society's website, you'll see pictures of it when it was in its heyday. And it's right along a riverfront. We could have a little park there. There's so many possibilities. But, you know, we have to see what can be done, what's really possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you getting any support for this? Michael, maybe you know about that kind of thing. Where can we go for this kind of help as far as funding is concerned, you know?
Certainly, there's always possibilities. With my experience with the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum, there certainly are grants out there for this kind of support. But also maybe starting a GoFundMe. There's a lot of really, once we have a better idea of where we want to go with it, and what is needed. There's definitely federal and provincial potential support out there.
Right. Okay. And okay, so I'm wondering, you know, as far as restoring and repurposing this historic building, how is that going to affect the village of Lanark as far as the residents go, as far as the economy goes? What are you hoping to see there? Susan, let's go back to you on that.
Well, I can just tell you what the community said could be there. They were supposing that we could have a coffee shop, that we could have a pub, that we could have a little museum, that we could have pop-up shops for local artisan sales and for local farmers market sales. They see it very much as a lodestone, just as the original Kitten Mill was, so that people would come into the village, and that would support a range of other economic development things around there. We've lost our bank, we've lost our last restaurant. We really need to kickstart things, and very much people in the community see the reconstruction of this mill, the restoration of the mill, as a perfect opportunity to build both on our history and to build into our future.
And I'm sure there's not very many historic buildings left in Lanark since that fire, devastating fire that took out half the town in 1959, right? So it's important to keep what we have.
It's very important to keep what we have, particularly that building, which is an extraordinary building. I hope people take a look at the pictures. However, it remains true that there are quite a few very old buildings in the village. And one of the things we would like to see happening is that not just the Kitten Mill, but a lot of the other buildings be recognized for their heritage value, and that they contribute to creating Lanark as a destination, as a heritage tourism destination.
And Michael, you know all about repurposing buildings in the town of Elmont, don't you? How important is that for that town?
Well, extremely, because number one, it has attracted so much more attention and visibility. It's attracted tourism, which is a big economic boost to a community, but it's also attracted film crews and just all of these things that bring money into a community that is so essential for a smaller community to end up thriving. And it just makes it a vibrant community. It makes it economically more viable, and it's a pride of place as well.
So what are the next steps? Where do we go from here, Susan?
Well, we know that the municipality has recently posted the building requiring the owner to at least make it secure and safe, because parts of the roof have been falling off and it endangers people walking by. We would like the owner to rethink his position about selling it, about giving us an option so we can go ahead with the research. If we can get the option, we will go ahead with the research. We will develop our business plan. We will try to emulate Elmont and other communities that have really made themselves anew, because Lanark could really use that. And we really look forward to that, especially because this is something that the community really feels strongly about. This is not a society issue. This is a heritage society issue. This is the community issue.
Mm-hmm. And you found that out at your meeting in October, the first
Absolutely.
Meeting that
if
you
had. If anybody would like to see that, we have a video of that whole meeting on our website, as well as a very interesting video of some of the people who used to work there, talking about the old days. And they brought some of the dresses and things that were made.
I saw that.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Ruth Greer and Fern Donaldson, they did a really, and
that's right.
Linda Dunn, I guess it was, and they did a great job on that interview. You have an AGM meeting coming up, your very first one. Do you want to talk about that? And we would like our listeners to know about that so they can attend.
I hope so. It's open to the entire public, and that doesn't just mean people who live in the village, but people who are concerned about this issue. Michael's going to be the MC for it. It's mostly for the election of our first elected board. Our current board is a volunteer board. We'll probably mostly stay on, but we really want the community to be more actively involved and to have a legitimately elected board, and to talk about what's happened and to talk about what we hope for in the future and to develop more ideas from the community. The AGM will be on the 29th of June. That's next week at 7 o'clock at the Lanner Civitan Club. They've been very generous and given us the place because, again, there's a lot of community support for this sort of thing. And we would really love people to come see what's going on, and if they possibly can, volunteer themselves to be on the new board.
Sounds good. So you'll have an update of what's going on, and you're looking for new members of the board. That's the reason for the meeting, basically, right? Okay, and we'll just repeat those that time just before we close. I'm not sure whether we covered everything the both of you wanted to mention. We have a few minutes left. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you would like to say?
Michael?
You can also learn more about the Kitten Mill and other textile mills by visiting the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum's website at mvtm.ca. We have a whole list of all the different mills with a bit of the insight into each mill.
Some of those mills have, in fact, been redeveloped after they fell apart. So they were an inspiration to the community at our meeting.
So it can be done.
Yes.
It has been done.
And it will be done again.
I certainly hope.
By the sounds of
things. We have to be positive, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And also there's a really lovely story online as well, written by historian Arlene Stafford Wilson as well. She's got a great story.
Yes.
About the Kitten Mill.
Yep.
And she always writes great stories, as well as your website, Michael, MVTM website. And also by visiting the Lanark Heritage Preservation Society website. A lot of information there as well.
And the whole history of what we've been doing for the last year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just also wanted to say, I forgot that at our AGM, we mm-hmm. are going to have a keynote speech by Linda Secaspina, who is a wonderful local historian, as well as a council member in Carlton Place. So she sees this kind of situation from both sides. And I think that's going to be very interesting and a lot of fun.
And she's a very colorful character too,
yeah.
Isn't she?
Oh, so yeah.
That ought to bring a lot of people in.
Yeah.
Okay, so any more last minute thoughts before we go?
No.
Thank you for the opportunity today.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're very welcome. And best of luck with that. Don't forget, for our listeners, the AGM is next Wednesday, the 29th at 7:00, Lanark Civitan Club, and everybody is welcome. So we'll learn a lot that day.
And Linda, you're welcome as well. We'd love to have you.
I will be there.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much again for joining us. And I hope we can talk about this as things progress. Can we talk again about it?
Yes.
That'd be wonderful.
That'd be terrific. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
My guest, Susan, bye-bye. My guest, Susan Berlin and Michael Reichle Lancaster, have been speaking about the restoration of the historic Glen Eyre Woolen Mill in the village of Lanark. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.